can you tell me what the game's about and how you play?
Sure. So Duel of Champions, it's an online free-to-play game. It's a strategic card game.
Okay.
So you collect cards and you build your own deck, your own strategy, and then fight online against other players or against the AI, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You can also play single-player mode. And it's really a strategic game. So you have to think about the positioning of the cards. It's a turn-based game. You can think about the chess game or the poker game regarding to find something similar in the kind of game.
Okay.
It's slow pace, you have to think. It's a kind of a smarter brain oriented game,
Yeah, it's very much based around the position of your army and your creatures on the battleground, and basically you build a deck that's like a hero. And he has an army of creatures and spells and fortune cards.
And how do you collect cards? Do you like get them from winning, or do you buy them?
When you first create an account, you get a free. You get to choose which faction you like from the Haven, which is kind of like the angelic light side of the factions. There's the Necropolis, which is kind of the undead guys, and then there's the Inferno, which are kind of the hellish demonic guys. So you get one of those decks for free when you first join, and then by playing online with other players and by completing the campaign, you earn money in game gold, and then you can buy more cards.
Oh.
So we're very much we're not a pay to win game. So you can buy anything in the game just by playing and earning in-game money.
Oh, okay.
So there's really like two currencies. The first one is like you get some gold every game that you play. You win, you lose, you're gonna get some anyway. And basically, as soon as you get enough gold, you get inside of the virtual shop and purchase new card. And
okay.
So everything is free. And if you want to use the secondary currency that is basically a paid currency,
mm-hmm.
well, you go faster. But you don't get access to cards that are not accessible for free, etc. It's just a matter of pace, basically, of how fast you want to progress.
Is it a separate set of cards or the same set?
It's the same cards, it's the same packs, everything is the same, basically. You just have a different approach. If you want to pay and go fast, well, here it is. If you have time and you want to stay a free player, just be it, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I get that.
So
I do that sometimes.
Reward loyalty
and
participation more than anything.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is really important for us is that even the top players that we have, I mean, the guys in the top 10, they have like more than 1,000 games played. They play like crazy. Well, most of them have never paid, and they are still the best in the game, and they can kick our asses every day. They're really, really good, And but they never paid. And us as developers, we can have all the cards in our deck because we are cheaters. But they still can beat us. You know, it's not the amount of cards that make you a good player. It's about the strategy, about the thinking you make in your deck.
The way you combine cards into different combos.
Yeah.
That's what makes you a good player in the game.
Can you have like a friends list and like just play your friends, or is it?
Yes. So currently we've got the base kind of level of our social features, which is our base friends list, the ability to add friends and the ability to go into practice mode and challenge your friends.
Yeah.
And we're working on a new level of social features where you'll be able to have a more real-time friends list from anywhere in the game, and also be able to chat with those friends from outside of the battleground. Because right now our chat is limited to within the battleground when you're playing against them. So it can be tricky to coordinate. You have to kind of coordinate if you want to play with your friend outside the game. But we're working on bringing all of that into the game as well.
So if you and your friend are in the same faction, can you fight together?
Yeah. Yeah, basically the faction is basically...
Like a flavor.
So it basically you have a hero. The hero is coming from one faction, so it has certain abilities, certain kind of gameplay feeling. Like the Haven faction is more defensive, healing buffs, etc. The Necropolis is gonna be like damage spells, fireballs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's influencing the way you play the game.
Okay.
You play completely differently if you play one faction or the other, but in the end you can play any of them and you can fight against any of them. It's
so the main is just to be the best of, like, or do you fighting for each faction, like you're kind of like the Horde and the Alliance, you're always trying to beat each other. But
actually, overall, our main progression system is based around the player themselves. So you've got your banner, which represents you, that's your avatar, and then you've got your experience points, which
okay.
you gain as you play duels, and currency, and then you can buy and accumulate more cards. And then we have the ELO, which is the main skill-based progression in our
okay.
game. So you can, in a duel, you can use any deck that you've created. So you might have a Haven deck, you might have an Inferno deck, you might have a Stronghold deck. And when you go to play a ranked duel, you choose which deck before you start the duel. And then you play the duel. At the end of the duel, if you won, you go up in the ELO. So ELO is just it's a kind of a ranking from 0 to 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 is the best. 0 is, well, 1 is where you start.
Uh-huh.
And, by winning, you go up the ELO ranking. And then our player's kind of at the top of the leaderboard. They might be, like, 1,600 ELO. When you start out, you're at 1 ELO.
Okay.
So that's kind of, you're trying to get to the top of the global leaderboards.
Is that, like, so when you go up an ELO, does that mean you're going to be going into a new class?
Our classes, we have classes planned. Right now, we have ELO caps, so our bottom class is 0 to 500 ELO,
okay.
and then 500 to 1,000, 1,000 to 1,500, and 1,500 to 2,000.
Okay.
So once you hit 500, you can't go back down again. So that's kind of hitting that skill cap,
mm-hmm.
and then you're within this class now. And you're fighting, the ELO determines how players are matched together by a matchmaking system, so you'll be matched with players around your ELO.
Okay.
You're going to also progress regarding your own level, so you have an XP getting up each time you are winning a game, or actually even losing a game, so you get some XP, so you level up, and some features are basically unlocked as soon as you level up at certain points. So we have some missions in the campaign, the solo version of the game, where you can only play those missions if you are, I think, level 3.
Yeah.
We have some certain features regarding the ability to burn some cards that you have too much of cards at one point, like too many copies of the same cards.
Mm.
Well, you can burn it and gain some gold back from that. Well, that's only for, I think, level 5 or 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, so certain features are locked about your progression, but again, it's a matter of time and playing online to get some XP, and then you're gonna reach those caps.
When you beat someone, do you ever like lose anything?
No.
Like,
no.
They can't like take your cards.
No. No, that would be way too much stress for some players. You like your cards and want to keep them.
Will you ever be able to like bet gold or something?
Like a wagering system?
Yeah.
We have considered a wagering system, and currently our thoughts along that we've got our Swiss tournaments coming up, and
uh-huh.
that's basically an investment from the player in terms of seals to buy tickets. So that's our premium currency, which you do earn as you level up as well. And you can spend that to buy tickets and then enter the Swiss tournament for a prize, but you're not necessarily losing anything yet.
It's not losing anything, but you are.
It's a pay to enter that tournament. So, yeah. So
like
it's
poker.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's like you pay into the pot, and then that pot is doled out
prize.
To the winners. It's split
okay.
to the winner.
What kind of like prize is going to be in there? Like what kind of...
Currently, the winner gets a heroic pack, I believe.
Yeah, so we give basically some currencies, so free currency, premium currency, some pack of cards, so that you can open and get new cards.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you can get inside of the shop,
mm-hmm.
well, you can get some as a prizes in those tournaments. So it's kind of a way to get faster access to the content also.
Exactly. And there's a wild card prize. So just by entering or paying to enter the Swiss tournament, there's
mm-hmm.
a chance, even if you come last, that you'll get a basic pack. Yeah.
So a Swiss tournament, is that going to be just in Switzerland? I don't know. I feel maybe I'm not understanding.
Maybe.
I don't understand.
Currently, we've got our jackpot tournament, which is a type of tournament where throughout the day, players can just play duels, and then they at the end of the day, the players who got the most wins get a share of the pot, the bigger share of the pot.
Okay.
The Swiss tournament basically puts 8 players in this tournament, and then it has 3 rounds of duels. Each round of duels, 2 players, well, each pair of players gets matched up, and then the next round, the winners get matched up, the losers get matched up. So.
Oh, it's like, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a ladder, like a ladder tournament.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay, I was like, so it's in Switzerland. Okay. what was I gonna ask? Oh, no, I forgot. You guys are still in beta right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now we're in open beta on PC, and the iPad version has been released.
iPad?
Yeah, iPad version, yeah. So
I thought I couldn't get it before.
Not in Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far we've been released in Europe mainly. Australia actually where we are released, and a couple of countries in Asia. And the next step is going to be the release in North America.
Okay.
So we are available. Basically, the game is free also on iPad.
Okay.
And then you can continue the game that you have started on PC with the same account. You go on iPad. You can just play games and you get gold. And then you go back on the PC and you continue with the same amount of gold, etc. So it's really one shared experience. And actually, even if you are playing online, you don't know exactly who you're playing against. Maybe the guy is on PC, maybe on iPad. It's one big community. Everyone is playing all together the same game, basically.
Okay, do you always have to be online when you're using your iPad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's really an online game. We really want to be sure that people understand that it's we're online.
Multiplayer?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Always playing somebody else?
Yes.
We have a solo experience inside
okay.
of the game, but still you have to be connected because we want to have your account, so we can give you some rewards when you do some missions.
Okay.
In the single player campaign,
okay.
And this reward you can use it after that to get some new cards, etc., etc., etc. Everything is tied together.
Yeah.
That's why we are always connected, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, when is it going to be like released, like completely, like in the? Do you know?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's like. Right now, the way we see the open beta version is like the Google beta version.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, oh, it's in beta, but you can use it, and it's going to be there, and that's not going to go out, you know. And one day we'll say, oh, we're no more in beta, you know, and that's going to be
it. So you're just constantly improving on it.
Yes,
exactly.
We are actually releasing new version every month or two. We had our first expansion already of new cards in December,
mm-hmm.
So, and we are already working on the next one. So we always create new content and new features, and we don't stop now. It's just the beginning.
Yep. Major features are still being rolled out into the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's still early in the life cycle.
So, for people in the US and in Australia, is the iPad version available in Australia?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, just not for me.
Are you connected to the Australian App Store? Because then you can download it.
I'm not supposed to be, but I am. Oh yeah, it's like is there a certain way you have to sign up? Like, it's just basically give your email and then you're good.
Yeah.
And
email, password, account name, email,
mm-hmm.
password. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's really easy to sign up and
And download. It's
very simple. So did you guys like grow up playing Might and Magic and like the games and
yeah. Heroes of Might and Magic, especially that whole series from 1 through to 6, I think it has just been released last year.
So it's making this game like really awesome for you?
It's been awesome. It's been getting back into that mythology, having the whole heroes and the heroes' armies and kind of getting to reuse those old mechanics and translating them into this new genre of game and just kind of reliving all of those experiences.
It's really a legacy. We are really part of the Might and Magic family. We are not just a card game that actually has the brand behind us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the DNA of the game is coming from Might and Magic. We have the same view of the battleground with a hero fighting against each other that way with the cards, like the units on the battleground and the squares and stuff like that. We have the retaliation system that is really Might and Magic
mm-hmm.
coming, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it's one of the major features there. So we have that as a card feature, so if you attack a card, it's kind of damage back, you know. A lot of the things are actually coming from Might and Magic in the game, mm-hmm. and now are part of the gameplay, and it's just fitting naturally. So we are yeah. extremely proud of that. We really want to be inside of that family, not just taking the glamour of Might and Magic, you know.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys ever get to put, like, your own new lore in there? Or, like, do you ever get to be like, no, that's wrong, they would never do that?
Well, actually, we are working with the lore team that is inside of Ubisoft, because now Might and Magic is part of the Ubisoft team.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people in Paris managing that IP, that
mm-hmm.
lore and the story and the characters. And what we are creating here, of course, we are using a lot of the stuff that is already existing, but we are also creating new content for the brand, for the lore.
Yeah.
And it's actually now feeding other games. Like, some stuff that we are creating here is going to be used in other games, in extensions and stuff like that. So it's really, really fun to see that.
Is it really cool being able to affect, like, a world that
yes.
you always wanted to be a part of?
Yeah, the world of Asha.
Have you guys made your own, like, you made your own characters, like, the way you wanted them to be? Or in
We've actually engaged in some community kind of work in that regard. So we've like tapped the resources of our community to
uh-huh.
to
on your forum.
Help them, yeah,
yeah,
help them to develop cards for us. So
oh.
we've given them kind of the stats that we want and let them vote on different stats and abilities and then
even the drawing actually
yeah.
we proposed four different sketches and they could choose the one that they wanted to have and then we had the illustrator getting onto the one that was chosen by the community, etc. So that was really, really a fun experience and
mm-hmm.
In the end the community was just like, okay, this is our card, this is just ours. <You know? laughs>
Like, we want this card.
They just expected it after they made it popular. do you guys like working for Ubisoft? Do they like give you what you want out of your job, like letting you do what you want to do in your games and stuff?
Definitely. It's a great company to work for. They're very much interested in the design culture
uh-huh.
of the company and of the studio. And really focusing on building that culture and kind of giving teams a lot of creative investment in their projects. So that's one of the fantastic aspects about working for Ubisoft.
Yeah, the company is really around the being proud of what you're doing. So the management has to be proud of what the team are doing. So it's interesting, you know, you're not here to do something by the date, by the budget, you have to create something unique that's going to stand out from the crowd, you know. So the top management is putting us in that direction, so it's motivating, you know, you're not just doing another game, you're doing
yeah.
a game that's going to be unique and different and going to lead, and it's just like, whoa, okay, cool,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
do it now.
I noticed that when I was walking around the office, like, everybody was, like, working, like, they were, like, so focused on
yeah.
their work, they just, usually when you're in office, they're like,
yeah, whatever.
So...
No, it's extremely interesting. It's a company that always gets into the innovation also. So the fact that we are a cross-platform game, we are doing this first one for Ubisoft, the fact that you can play PC versus iPad simultaneously,
okay.
that's the first time we create that inside of Ubisoft. And they just support us greatly. I mean,
yeah.
it's wonderful for that.
We're not like Assassin's Creed with a $1 billion budget, but
yeah.
we're innovating and we're given the ability to innovate in other ways that Assassin's Creed is not innovating. So
yeah.
every team kind of has their own kind of area of innovation that they,
yeah.
they're allowed to push.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of questions. I don't know how to end it.
Do you have anything that you wanted to cover? Any things that basically through the question that the answer that we gave you is just bringing new thoughts or bringing new things to explore? How did you discover the game actually yourself?
Yeah.
I was playing with my the people I work with. We always
yeah.
play games together, like online, and they're like, oh, do you play Might and Magic? And I was like, not really. And they're like, play this game. And I was like, okay. And so I got the one on the iPad, and I really liked it. I thought it was a lot. When I first played it, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like this. But then I was like, oh. And then I ended up playing it until my battery was all the way gone. And I was like, oh, I have to keep playing. How do I keep doing it? And then usually when I keep losing against a boss, I'm just like, I hate this game. But I really wanted to, like, win. And then, like, each boss and stuff was different. It wasn't just, like, the same thing over and over. Like, I kept, like, hitting this guy and being like, he's dead. Why am I dead? But then I realized I was not supposed to kill him, so.
Okay. Was that the Clash of Heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great game as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, I haven't had a chance to play your game because I didn't know, well, it's not on the iPad, and I only have a Mac, I haven't been able to play it.
Okay.
But everyone else I work with, they were really jealous.
So if you have any question coming with the team from the team saying, oh, what did you ask them about that? just go through email and we'll provide you the answers at the time.
Yeah, sure. If you want screenshots as well for your
that'd be really great.
Your article or something like that, we can provide it. We have tons of videos as well.
Yeah, the traders and stuff like that. Tons of stuff.
Okay.
Cool.
Is there, like, do you ever, like, are there ever going to be, like, you sell people, like, a physical card and then they, like, enter it into their account? Or is it just completely digital?
So far, it's only digital.
Okay.
So far.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know, because sometimes people like to, like, I used to, like, play with my friends Magic the Gathering cards and just read them all the time, so.
Yeah. So we've done some tests, actually. We've done some marketing cards, you know, so during events, giving that as a flyer, you know.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Like it's promotional?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be cool.
Now we're looking into that, and it's like, hey, that would be cool to do it, like, for real and doing real cards. So it's
something
that we want to look at.
Play, like, offline, like, whatever.
Do we still have those cards? We could give her...
We don't have that much, but I still have a pack that I can give you. Yeah,
I don't
want
to take anything you want, though.
Well, you're gonna. I still have some packs that I can show you.
Okay, you can show it to me and then take it back.
I'm gonna give it to you. That's okay.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for talking to me.
She can take a few pictures of the team.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.